Blog Talk Radio.
It's pregame radio, live from the planet of Brooklyn.
Yeah, Brooklyn Black, once again, hour two, pregame radio. We're back, of course. Hope you guys sat down, got your phones charged up, refreshed your computers. We got the chat room going on live and everything. We're good to go. We're covering FDNY, trying to charge people for helping us out. Knowing we're getting a car accident and everything like that. The Australian reporter. So we got a lot of ground to cover. Got a lot of time to do it. Shout out to everybody at Club Gravity over Empire Boulevard in Brooklyn. Holding it down right now. They're doing the damn thing. But we're going to get to this quick. BTS fam, Gage, Yobi, a whole bunch of others. Shut it down. We'll be right back. Pre-game radio.
With the cane that came in the Kia. Bought my first gold chain with the Rhea. OG had the rain, we up. This around the time it was Dame and Aaliyah. I was in the X, now I feel I'm in Charlotte's web. Like North Carolina internet, we here for the salad. Don't let us vinaigrette. Block work, TBM, dog, some been a threat. It don't depend, I intend to pin it best. Sorry if I offend the rest, but Siraj told me said it. Mirage, bet it. Treat it like a menage and get wet it. Let's shoot around, you regret it. I'll be around for the crashes. Competition can't compete, I'm coming now. Control, alt, delete.
I'm your host, Brooklyn Black. Like I said, it's pregame radio. We get it in. talk about whatever, and we showcase some of the finest underground music. Let me tell you guys what I got planned for next week. Of course, you know, Christmas weekend. And that is Christmas. Christmas is on Saturday, I believe. That's next Saturday, I believe. But regardless, I plan on having the 10 craziest moments on Free Game Radio for 2010. Like, April 2011 makes it a full year of pregame radio, but since we're moving from 2010 to 2011, I figure we do that wrap up now because the next after that will already be the new year. So, top 10 moments. So, hit me up on the Facebook, on the fan page, on my personal page, whichever, Twitter, Brooklyn Black. Send me an email even, brooklynblk@gmail.com. And only, like I said, the most funniest moments, of course, will get put up there and everything like that. And we're going to have a little countdown and talk about it, and I'll tell you guys some more of the plans for pregame radio in the oncoming year. Also, shout-out to everyone who is listening to us from gxmedia.biz. Live over here. Shout-out to Deuce the Privilege and the whole staff over there. We are live coming from there, and also on blogtalkradio.com/BrooklynBlack. The chat room is open, so if you guys are in there, say what's up. I'm in there. I'm rocking it. Shout-out to all the pregame admins, Ev, Jay, Lady Steel, Putty, Eileen, RJ, Tasha B, and there's, of course, Tough Wire, and there's so many more, and I'm sorry I'm not getting all the names now. I normally have the list right in front of me, but I appreciate all you guys. What we're doing, you know, we've been stepping out, and we're doing the damn thing. We're collecting a lot of momentum, so that's a good thing. Thanks to all the listeners who put the word out, and we always say, you know, what's going on and everything like that. So I appreciate it. I appreciate the love. I appreciate when people ask me when there hasn't been a show in a few. Yo, what's going on? You haven't heard, yada, yada, yada. You know, I appreciate that. You know. But what's going on? We got Ev in the building. Ev, what's up?
Chilling, son. Chilling. I'm a little sleepy, actually. But I'm going to hold it together.
All right, well, now, you know, if you're sleepy, you know, go get your rest. You know, of course, we always take another time.
Let's pregame.
All right, that's what it is. Pregame radio. And that's what we're doing. What would be one of your favorite moments on pregame radio, Ed?
One of my who? Top 10 moments on pregame?
Yeah.
I don't know, son. One of the top 10 moments would have to be when we were discussing Bishop Eddie Long. That was a hot topic that day. That was definitely a hot topic. That was one of my top 10. One of my top 10 pregame moments, son. The Eddie Long show.
Yeah, definitely.
Eddie Long episode.
And I ain't gonna lie. And you already know my favorite pregame was Ass versus Amanda over that Murphy situation.
Yeah,
you don't know, that episode was live. Yo, check it out, blogtalkradio.com/BrooklynBlack. It is on there. You can download it, replay it, see for yourself. You can see this and all episodes if you missed this. But if you missed it, shame on you, man. But we got to take this call. Last four is 735. You are live on Free Game Radio. What's good?
Yo, what's up, Vern?
Oh, okay. What up, Anson?
I was popping.
What's going on? I see you've been rocking with us for a little bit.
No doubt. You know, listening to the show, calling in, want to show you some love. You're doing a great job.
Hey, that's what's up. So what's up? You want to throw something out there, you know, start a little debate, or you want to give us a favorite moment of 2010 if you listen to pregame radio or not?
Who, me?
Yeah, you. Like, what would be your top story of 2010 period?
Wow, everybody was acting a fool 2010. There's so many moments. Oh, my gosh. What about that recent nude pic that leaked of Kanye West on the internet? Did you see that?
One thing. Thank God I haven't seen it.
Yeah, that, Cassie showing her new pics, Christina Aguilera running around with her new pics on
That's awful. That's awful.
Crazy, man. Crazy. What was that in my ear? What did that thing say?
I said that's awful.
Oh. Yeah, so there was just a lot going on, but I can't think of one right now.
All right, sure. Did anybody you want to get shout-outs to? Or, hell, you've been here for some of the music. How you feel on the music so far?
Who was that guy that, the dude from Long Island that was spitting?
Oh, that's Marco Cash.
Yeah, he was good. He had, his rhymes had substance, he had content, but I think that he needs to work on his delivery a little bit, and if he can work on that delivery and make sure that what he's saying is clear and he's connecting more with what he's talking about, then he's definitely going to go places. But, you know, the actual lyrical content is there, so he just has to work on the delivery. The joint you just played with the dude that sound like Jay-Z with the girl on the hook. That was a good song.
Shout out to Gage, DTF family, everybody over there. That was their track.
Yeah, so the music is good. Good choices.
All right.
Definitely.
Wait till I play the next throwback. Anything you want to hear from Pregame Radio in 2011?
You got an artist maybe we should look out for? Or... Wow,
2011,
2011. You're in the industry, kind of. Huh? Because I know you kind of heavy in the industry,
so.
Heavy? That's over-exaggerating. heavy is over-exaggerating. But let me see. There's a couple of people, you know, when I get their names and their, you know, Twitter pages and Facebooks and all that, I'll definitely call you up to plug it in. But let me see. So you got into the first throwback yet?
Oh, yeah. That was the Wu-Tang there, and also Boom and Rakim.
Yeah, you better have shouted me out, too, because, you know, I helped
you
pick out my
throwback. I got one more that I'm dedicating to you, so don't even worry about it. But before that, you got any other shout-outs you want to throw out there?
Let me see. Just shout out to everybody in the Bronx. Shout out to everybody that's partying tonight. Shout out just to the whole New York City, all five boroughs, but Bronx is in the building heavy, Fordham Road. And that's it. You know, you're doing a great job and just calling to support and keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, keep up the ambition, the drive, the consistency, and you're going to go places.
All right. Thank you.
No doubt. So, you know, I'll be listening.
All right, I got you.
I didn't even plug my... Wait, hold on. Let me plug. It's your girl, Angie. You can follow me on Twitter, at Angie's World 1. Don't hit me on Facebook, because that's my personal page, but Twitter, at Angie's World 1. You can find me there.
All right, so, yeah, follow the girl on Twitter. Pre-game radio, we are live. Looking Black is in the building. We're going to take this call. Ash 46283. You're live on Pregame Radio. What's good?
What's good? You got Miss Brooklyn and Miss New Shoes in the house. What you want to do? We're going to.
What's going on, ladies? Shout out to LMIR Radio.
You now
tuned
in to Block Talk Radio. Please press 1 should you decide to speak to the host.
Brooklyn Black.
What's good, Brooklyn Black? What's poppin'? It's your girl, Miss Brooklyn. And, of course, I'm with my girl, Miss New Shoes.
You already know what it is. We
got what is going on, ladies? How y'all doing today?
We chillin'. You know, we got to come through. Shout to show out. You know how you do us all the time.
Hi,
you know,
Angie.
She's still on there. I don't think she's on there.
Oh, let's see. I can bring her back. Angie, you there?
Yeah, what's up?
How you doing,
what's up? Hey, what's up?
We heard
how y'all doing?
So we fine. You know, we got to shout the ladies out, of course. You know, us ladies got to stick together. So
exactly.
We got to shout
exactly.
you out real quick.
Aw, thank
know.
You.
Welcome, welcome. So, Brooklyn Black, what's going on tonight? What you talking about?
Well, right now, we talking about y'all. You know, y'all done came and bust through the door and shit. You know, so
take over.
Right now, we talking about y'all. You know, let the people know. What's
Ooh.
Who are y'all? How y'all just busted up in my shit like that? You know, let the people know who y'all are.
I busted through the door. Hey, it's Miss Nushes and Miss Brooklyn in the house.
Yeah.
So what
yeah.
you want to do?
I want to rip it.
Now, Brooklyn Black, you know what we get out on now? You remember Martin when Shaquita and Shanane went into the sorority? Shaquita and Shanane? They were like, it's Shaquita and Shanane in the house. So what you want to do? Nah, we just wildin'. People don't pay us any mind. That's just how we do.
No doubt. It's all good, yo. And Shanane, for those who don't know, this is what these ladies do every night. Please tell the people where they can find you. How do I know y'all? Let them know.
Oh, man, Brooklyn Black. Let me see. I known him ever since I was 5, right? He kept saying, let me see what's in between your legs. And I said, no. What do you do? Now, let me stop.
Miss Brooklyn, look, I got a different story. My story is one day when I went to band camp, right? I see Brooklyn Black, and he was, like, you know, just sitting on the log by himself, so I just went over, and then say, no, let me stop. Everybody.
And it's like, one day? No, let me stop.
Everyone, if you don't know, that name is Brooklyn. We stay wildin'. We have a show. It's called MFR Radio. It stands
my
for My
Flow is Retarded.
We premiere every Tuesday through Thursday night, 9 p.m. And, of course, Saturdays, our boss, his show, we just got off the airwaves with him tonight. So, yeah, like, basically our show is about the underground artists. Like, we're trying to just give the underground artists shine. Last Thursday we had DJ Bobby Condors on the check-in with us. So we was very fortunate about that. You know, we just working hard over here, you know, as young ladies trying to, you know, get up in the game. It's not a lot of female hosts. I mean, Miss Brooklyn, like, we give that, like,
that
roar, like, that.
Yeah, yo, look at that. We said,
like,
we're hungry. We want it.
Like,
right.
Get us. Like,
and Brooklyn
hungry.
Black, he come through, like, on the regular. The show is love. And you know what? Brooklyn Black, tonight was my first time actually knowing that you had a show. So I said, nah, definitely, I'm coming through. I'm coming through. Like, you know, seriously, I'm coming through. So, you know what? It's just, you know, yo, it's like, yo, and again, you have to have your supporters and you have to support as well. So this is just what we do, you know? Of course, we come with the crazy topics. Brooklyn Black, you already know. You know, it is what it is. So right now, we're rocking out with our boy.
Definitely rocking out with you, Brooklyn Black, for tonight.
What are we getting into?
Everyone knows
Miss Nusu. She's been here before. I done played a whole bunch of her stuff on here before. And matter of fact, I'm going to do that shit right now.
I got a request, though.
About to go on live right now on pregame radio. Late Night Contact, her and the boy Brooks doing their thing. Pregame radio, we'll be right back.
Let's get it.
Let's go.
These ladies are crazy.
What you wanna do next? Caress your body, dance before your love what you got. I need a detour. Put your back down while you frontin' on me for. Pack good beats, see what she saw. Up so I throw her down on the floor. Beat it up at the door. Shorty can't fall while you on that court. Let me play with you with a contact court. You want that ball, put up a great fight. So I ate right and got a straight tight. I'm another lover for another late night or early a.m. UT midnight love affair. Run any time that you feelin' dirty, play wet. And I'ma go by that love, yeah.
Cause you said you like that.
Late night contact, late night
contact. Baby, I like it slow-mo as long as you can make me come. Take me out on shopping space if you tryna wipe me. But I know I got you feeling to become your wife. Making contact nightly, put it on you tightly.
My late night contact.
Right now, all I just said was,
what you, you know, that was that, you know, you spit true shit. I said that verse, you spit true story. You motherfuckers really got to put in the work. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Now we got non-believers. Somebody has just heard what the hell I said.
She's trying to say that the dudes that she messed with didn't put in that work. That's what she's trying to say.
What? Whoa, time out. No, she's going to say that. I mean, come on, Miss Brooklyn, don't you know how many people listening to us right now? Who's trying to get in trouble?
I'm trying to get in trouble.
Come on, Miss Brooklyn, come on, you know. Listen, Miss Brooklyn.
Yeah.
You know they're going to, listen, they're going to dead me on the money if you keep on blowing it.
All right, come on.
Listen, I just want to say, big shout out to my boy, Sippy Tyson. I had fun on the date. I had a good time on the date the other night. Shout out to Sippy Tyson.
He took her to Burger King and said that was a 5-star restaurant.
Oh, God.
Oh, come on.
Brooklyn Black, he took her to Burger King and said that was a 5-star restaurant.
Yo, real good,
yeah. No, you're kidding me,
lady. On that date to Burger King.
No, you ain't.
Yo, and then
no,
he said
kidding.
It was a bonus when he let her play in the Playland World thingy.
What?
He was like, yo, go ahead, do you, mom. Do you. It's all about
wow.
you tonight.
You know what?
Wow,
she wasn't hating, but she wasn't hating when she seen you all up in the video. She wasn't hating when it was on World Star Hip Hop. Like, come on. Like, just salute me. Like, come on. I'm trying right now. Come
yeah,
on.
But she just do me like Fab and say, salute me. Hell
yes,
no.
So, ladies, we have a segment on the show called Dumbass of the Weekend. I know you guys are into the news just as much as we are here at Free Game Radio. But is there something that went on that you think that nigga was a dumbass for? Like, let's get in on it.
I think, you know what, we brought it up earlier, Miss Brooklyn, and my thing is, I'm gonna say 50 Cent.
50 Cent.
That move he did with that quick tick with the gun to his head. Like,
he's the
really?
Dumbass for the weekend. He's a, matter of fact, 50 Cent is the dumbass of the month.
For the
you
month.
A dumbass. I like
for
this segment. Who else can I call a dumbass of the weekend? Chris Brown for having a girl that does drugs and have the pictures posted live on the internet. Dumbass of the weekend. Who else?
Soulja Boy for fucking, yo, anybody who fucked with Cat Stacks, listen, fuck that.
Oh, her time is over. You hear me? She's from the bitch for months.
Right.
She got deported. She got deported. Her time is over. We're not even going to talk about her. But Brooklyn Black.
No, what else?
Brooklyn Black, you ready? Let's play real quick. Want to play with me?
Before we get into it, yeah, it's really crazy. Shout out to these MFIR radio. The ladies are taking over, but we cannot forget our resident lady. Ab, what is going on?
I'm
chilling. You can't have
these
ladies having you on Front Street right now.
Nah. They doing good, son. They doing good. It's nice and lively over there. It's nice and lively.
Oh, thank you. Hi. Hello.
Oh,
how you
doing? Chilling, listening to y'all. Reminding me of me and my friends. Go ahead. Y'all doing
Where
good.
Where you from?
I like that.
Where are you
Brooklyn.
From?
Brooklyn.
You up?
Brooklyn.
I love it, that's respect, salute to you.
I'm just playing. Me and Miss Brooklyn go at it all the time. You know, I rep Long Island.
He mad cause she from Whack Ass Island.
Nah, we all family out there. It ain't whack. They not whack out there.
Thank you. See, look, she even from BK and she even co-signed it. Long Island ain't whack, Miss Brooklyn, come on.
Long Island is strong on the check-in this week. We got Long Island, Bronx, you know what I'm saying? We got everybody up in the pregame today. We're going to take this call, calling out Rashford 8394. You are live on pregame radio. What's good?
Brooklyn Black, what's good? It's Cashmere. How you doing?
Hi, BK Cashmere. What's popping, dog? You are live. The ladies at MFIR Radio have straight up busted the door and taken over pregame radio to live.
What's good, man? How you doing?
Oh, I'm chilling. I just got through the metal detector. I'm on a flight to New York. Got some meetings with with some big record labels tomorrow, man, early in the morning, as soon as I get off the plane. So I had to get fresh and stuff. I'm dressed up in my little meeting gear right now. I'm about to catch a flight, and I land like 9:40 in the morning. My meeting is at 11, so, you know,
well,
y'all pray for me.
Dad.
I got some big meetings in there, some big wigs really want to see what I'm up to and really want to see if I'm up for greatness, I guess, you know. So I'm blessed, and I'm about to get on this flight, man. I seen you told me to call in. You about to play that Where's Cashmere Rock and Roll remix. You know what I mean? You
was
one of the first dudes.
I was getting some trouble, so hopefully now that you're on the line, you know, it'll go through correctly and all of that. But for those who don't know, let the people know who Cashmere is, man.
Oh, Cashmere is a kid from Brooklyn. Seen it all, did it all, and been through the hard times, and now he's trying to do everything good. So therefore, right now, I'm a businessman. I'm in the music business. I own a company, the Cash Administration. We got a mean staff. We got Yo Promotions behind us. We got Pregame Radio. They're one of the first supporters to really show support. That's why I'm on this call right now, even though I'm dead tired, about to get on this plane. But it's all love. Brooklyn Black is the dude right there. So I'm just a guy that's about to have his first debut album dropped. I've been on K-Slade albums, Joel Ortiz. I did songs with Mano, Big Daddy Kane, Akon, Jim Jones, Bun B, Stack Bundles, Papoose, J Mills, A Marie, a lot of things. I did a lot of things, and now I'm about to get my real big break. Like, I'm really getting out there right now, and I appreciate all the love everybody been showing me, man. It's just been great. My debut album, December 21st, 10 days from now, Take Me Away, phenomenal album. Everybody's saying that this is like one of the biggest independent releases of the year, and I'm trying to get y'all the biggest independent album of the year, you know, because I've been working hard on this album. I know y'all see the promotions on the Twitter, the Facebooks, and all of that, and Hip Hop Games and Yo Raps, but I just love the support, man. Y'all keep me going. Y'all keep me doing what I do.
Well, that's what's up. I mean, me and Ms. Brooklyn just want to say, you know, salutes to you and congratulations to everything that you're doing. You know, just keep it up.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Real talk. For showing the love. Keep showing the support. December 21st, though, man, that album is crazy. Like, I ain't even lying. It's the first project that I'm in love with that I've done since I've been in hip-hop. And this is like, it's something serious. We looking real good out there in the streets, man, in London, Asia. All of them, they ready to cop it. Like, we got a big international fan base. Tanzania, Africa, I should be out there. I'm actually setting up to fly to Senegal for a Goodwill event. I ain't even getting paid for it. I'm just doing it for the kids out there and stuff like that, so forth. But we working, man. The Cash Administration, big shouts to all my staff. You know what I mean? Oli, everybody, man. The support system that I've been got is like, God bless. So, you know what I mean? Everybody that's showing me support, and that's the down my staff and down my team, it's been a blessing. We about to eat, man. God is blessing us. Like I said, I'm about to get on a plane and meet up with some real major record labels. One of them is a white boy that's real big in the game, too, man. So, I'll let y'all read between the lines. So, you know what I mean? We really working, man. Like, you know, I just got dropped off. Oli just dropped me off. I'm in Seattle right now. I'm from Brooklyn. Kid born and raised in Brooklyn. I'm in the mountains right now. So I'm saying? And I'm trying to get to, I'm going to get back home to New York so I can hold these meetings and get things done. You know what I mean? I just got dropped off. You know what I mean? I'm hungry. I can't even get access to no money until I get finished with this 9-hour flight. So, it's all love, you know what I mean? All my bread go back into this investment. Take Me Away, December 21st. I'm a real hip-hop artist. I'm a real dude, real person. Everything I say is true. So, yeah, I got somebody to follow from New York, too. From New York, real talk.
That's
Brooklyn,
up.
East New York. So, holla at me, man.
What's up? Yo, I think Cashmere and Lucian's collab would be nice. But, Cash, you know, before you get up on
Let's
the plane and hit your journey,
get
man,
it, man,
you got a shout-out, man. Any shout-outs before you hit your journey, man?
I want to give a shout-out to the whole Cash Administration, the whole Pregame Radio, all the pretty ladies that's on the line right now, and the ladies that showed me love just now. You, Brooklyn Black, you've been showing me love from gay. You know what I mean? Like, I'm about to show you some love back. You know what I mean? I felt you when you hit me with that DM. I was like, ugh, you gave me a gut shot. But yeah, but it's all good, good though. It's all good. I like that. I need that. I'm a type of artist that need that and that rock with that. When I'm doing something wrong, let me know if I'm doing something wrong, and I'm gonna fix that. I ain't no big headed dude, man. I come from the bottom, so. But you know, I'm here to show love. Look, I'm on the show right now. We getting it in, man. But I want to give a shout out to the whole Cash Me Station. The whole pregame radio, the whole Brooklyn, the whole LA, the whole everybody that's been showing me love, man. I'm just overwhelmed by the love I'm showing and by the opportunities that I'm getting right now. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you, God, and thank you to all my supporters and everybody that's looking forward to that Take Me Away album.
That's what's up. So we're going to try to get into this right now. Hopefully, God willing, the system will let it play. Hope it go against real crack. Where's Cashmere remix? Rock roll spin on it. Pre-game radio. Cashmere's in the building. The latest of MFIR. Abbey Media Boy, Brooklyn Black, and we'll be back in a second.
Yeah.
Like this, when I'm in LA, they want it like this. I went ATL, see I'm everywhere. Look, I'm over here. Look, I'm over there. Oh, no, I'm not my G, I'm everywhere. Look, I'm over here. Yo, I'm over there. Oh, no, I'm not my G, I'm everywhere.
When I'm in the UK, you do it like this. When I'm in LA, they want it like this. Out in ATL, we walk it like this. But every time I leave, all you hear is this.
Yeah, we're a lot back pre-game radio. That was the DK Cashmere. Where's Cashmere remix? You know what I'm saying? We got this ladies' night, I guess, tonight on pre-game radio. We got Angie in the building.
What up?
We got the ladies of MFIR Radio, Miss New Susan, Miss Brooklyn taking over. We got Eb in the building. And right now, the guest of the minute, the man of the hour, Mr. Cashmere himself. Cash,
yeah.
Good, man.
Ain't nothing, man. Like I told you, man, I just got a lot in store, man. This album's coming out December 21st, and the EP just came out September 22nd. I did 34,000 downloads. I let it out for free, man. My first plan was to sell it for 99 cents. I figured I could have got at least 5% of those downloads, but I let it out for free, and it did 34,000. So, you know, it got me a good buzz. I shot two videos off of the album, Where's Cashmere. That's the rock and roll remix. I want to do something different. Everything I do, I'm going to take it a step beyond. So, you know what I mean? I like touching new bases. I rock with all genres of music and all that. So, you know, we working, man. I got so much in store. I got a last Airbender mixtape series in store. That's with J. Ronan. That's about to come up. We doing Water, Earth, and Fire and all that. I got the album Take Me Away, December 21st. That's what we working on with that. Like, I'm about to go on tour. We doing some things, man. I'm just working, man. I'm just blessed and working and making it happen. That's it, man. Like I told you, I got some meetings with some big wigs tomorrow. You know, I don't really want to disclose or do nothing, but, you know, like I told you, one is a legendary white boy rapper. You know what I mean? We meeting with a head person from his company, and we're going to see what they talking about. Then I got another meeting with another company. We're going to see what they talking about. Then I got another meeting with another company, and we're going to see what they talking about. So, you know,
oh,
really.
Oh, shoot, the first one is Shady Aftermath. Okay, now, let me find out. I'm going to think it's Eminem. Okay, now, look. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
all right.
That's your job to let it out, man.
So we can't confirm or deny. You feel what I'm saying? My special guest, Angie, what you think on that track?
What's up? Your flow reminds me of a young Memphis Bleek. I don't know if anyone has ever told you that, but on the song that I just heard, you remind me a little bit of Bleek, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's tough, man. I respected Bleek when I was coming up. I copped his first two albums, honestly.
Yeah.
Real talk, and that was a real good era in hip-hop, so I appreciate any comparisons. Yeah. But I appreciate any comparisons from anybody that's been and that's still known in hip hop, man. Big shout out to all the rappers trying to do their thing, real talk, man.
That's what's up right there. How about
my lady? How about Miss Brooklyn, Miss New Shoes? What's
y'all
think?
Okay, I'll go first. I just wanna say I heard your name before. I don't know if I'm following you on Twitter or I just heard your name around or seen it before. So I'm sure that you are doing a lot of big things with your as far as your career goes, but I'm going to have to say, like, I wasn't really feeling that track. I don't know if it was because it was in and out, like, the music I heard, like, it was just going in and out, number one.
Miss New Shoes, I agree with you, hon. Like, I'm a co-sign what she's saying because the first time it was good, but then when he stopped it and played it back, it was like,
It was in and out. And I just want to say, like, I'm not really too into that. He said it was, a rock and roll remix. I'm not really into that, so probably that's what it was, too. I mean, I'm not knocking anything that you do. I just want to say, like, you know, anything that's outside the genre of hip-hop, that's good, because now you're broadening your audience. You're listening.
Yeah. Right.
You're listening to
all
of that.
Right.
Like I said, it was just something, you know, something that new. Somebody hit me with the track. I liked it. It sounded hard. It sounded gritty. a remix. He threw the vocals on it, and I went with it. And it did pretty well, like, to different genres. People say it's fire.
Right.
As you know, everybody got their opinion, and that's what it is. You know what I mean? It's not on the album. It's on the EP. The EP did 34,000 and stuff like that. So, you know, everybody got their opinion. I appreciate that. I appreciate good and bad opinion. I appreciate that anybody that's even opinionating on my shit. You feel what I'm saying? So it's all love here, man. I appreciate that.
Okay.
What's your critique?
I can't even tell you, son, because the sound was horrible.
Was I the only one that heard it clear?
The first minute or so was pretty, you know, I was trying to get into it, and then after that it was like, it was real choppy and fucked up. So
yeah,
you don't have to re-download that shit. You don't have to re-download it or something else.
I didn't have a problem.
It don't matter. I'm gonna get the album anyway and replay the whole damn album anyway, so it don't even matter.
That's the definitely. Well, I just want to say, like my co-host, Miss Brooklyn, good luck in everything that you do. Like, you know, if it's like that and you're having all of this good success with meeting tomorrow, like you said, you have three big meetings lined up. Like,
yeah,
that's nothing but God right there. So I just want to say salutes to
that's
you.
Right.
Keep on pushing. And
definitely.
Do what you do. Like, real talk.
Yeah.
Like, don't let nobody change you. Once you get into the game, please, stay true to yourself and to your music.
And stay away from Chris Stokes. And stay away from Chris Stokes. Don't let him, you know, because Chris Stokes will come and try to persuade you to have sex with
him. I can't.
So make sure you stay away from Chris Stokes.
We stay away from Chris Stokes, B2K, Marcus Houston, all of them.
And make sure you come holla at us, because you already know you
definitely
to holla at us.
That's what it is, man. We definitely holla at us, man. Actually, the next single is for the ladies. I hear a lot of ladies on the line. The next single, Ride With Me, we shooting the video in L.A. It's crazy.
Okay.
It's definitely for the ladies. I know y'all gonna love that track. It's crazy, man. It's the next single off the album. We're shooting it right after. I got a Sweet 16 in New York to do. Right after that, we fly to LA, shoot the video. The single will be dropping probably like this week. Probably like this week, 3-4 days at most, along with the album and stuff like that. So, nah, right now I'm in Seattle, man. And I'm on my way to New York.
Okay. Do you live in LA?
Yes, I live in L.A.,
okay.
Yeah. I reside
cool.
in L.A. Yeah. I just moved to L.A. this year.
To pursue your music career, or?
I just wanted a different scenery from New York. Like, I grew up in New York, and I'm getting pretty popular out there. So, you know,
yeah,
like, you can't
even.
Yeah, you're
inside of it. You want new people in your atmosphere, new backgrounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll fill you in
yeah.
that one.
Yes,
I mean,
I just
definitely.
Out,
don't
like,
forget where you're from, though. Don't ever forget where you're from. You stomped the streets of Brooklyn, baby. Don't forget that.
Oh, you already know. I'm from East New York, Brooklyn. So
yeah,
it's crazy.
Don't even
like,
get,
you already
it don't get
know.
Harder than that. Don't forget
yeah,
that.
Man, so you
stuff.
Already know, man. I can never.
Oh,
so,
word,
I'm
word,
always
word,
in
word,
that New York state of mind.
You hit them parties, man. Don't forget to put me on the list, man.
Oh, you already know, man. You could come to a couple of parties now. I just had my album release party in ATL. We throwing one in Cali, and then we throwing an unplug in New York, February. So it's crazy right now, man. You know, we working, man. The album is phenomenal.
I mean, you know what? Are we going with you? I mean, you know, it's
man,
our job.
Listen,
you know, we're the press. It's our job. I mean, we could, you know, I mean, once our name is on there, we ring bells, so we might.
Who am I speaking to right now? Who am I
speaking
to with that Brooklyn
voice right
now?
You speaking to
Miss Brooklyn and Miss New Shoe. Miss Brooklyn and Miss New Shoe doing tonight?
Word up, they don't bust through the door.
It's the takeover.
Brooklyn Black wanted us to come through.
We're doing a takeover.
Well, y'all got free passes to my Unplug event, live band, live singer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm performing a whole Take Me Away album, February 8th.
So where's it gonna be
in the Manhattan. We haven't even confirmed the spot yet. Like, don't give me the line or nothing like that. We haven't confirmed the spot, but it's either gonna be at Sullivan Halls or the Pyramid, or we might do Webster Hall. So either way, man,
it's gonna be great.
Catering. Yeah.
Brooklyn Black.
Give
me a favor. Send him my information. And you know what? We'll do an interview with you on our show as well.
Let's do it.
You don't follow me on Twitter. I ain't got you on Facebook.
Hold up. That's only
you on the radio.
That's only, Ms. Brooklyn, we only doing it. That's only if he let us, you know, cover his event.
Yeah, come.
We
come
got that?
Through, cover all right,
it. All right.
Y'all in the building free. Just come through, man. I got to get y'all free tickets. Y'all come through. It's catering. Be dressed and pressed. You know what I mean? It's not.
Wait, hold up.
No hood.
I'm sorry. There's nothing hood about us, baby. No, there's nothing hood about us. It's tradition that every artist we put to buy the pair of shoes. And I said
that's
this a couple of minutes ago on our show. So today we're going to give you something light. You could buy us a pair of Louboutins, something light. Christian Louboutin pumps. Something light. It's tradition
that
every artist we put to.
Yo, my girl's going in. I got, working on my second pair of shoes tonight. Let's go.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
I mean, it's something like, I mean, every artist we talk to, we tell them, yo, come on now, something like. Yo, tonight you got Christian Louboutin. I need another pair. Miss Brooklyn, it'll be nothing to him because you know, he's getting signed, so you know.
But we got Catherine live, and I'm gonna keep him on as long as he can be on because there's another male presence there. But I recall before we went to our little musical interlude, Miss Brooklyn said she wanted to play.
Yeah, I said, oh, that's right. I said, Brooklyn Black, can we play? Can we play? Do you want to play with me? Yeah, that's dope.
You know what I mean? Pray for y'all. Pray for everything that's going on for everybody. You know what I mean? I got to meet tomorrow.
Free game radio with the MFIR takeover. And it's New Shooters Brooklyn in the building. We got Angie, Evan in the building, DK Cashmere. So right now, we playing. What's up?
All right, so let's play Keep It Sleeping. If y'all don't know the game rules, of course, you know. All right, the game rules is we give you a set of questions and you tell us whether you're going to keep it or you're going to sleep it. So, Brooklyn Black, you ready?
All right, let me see what I got for a keeper. You ready? Let me know when you're ready. All right, check this out. I got this, this joint. I played it before. This is homies from the BX. This is Wapperton. Boy X2, let me know. Keep it, sweep it. MFI, they done took us over. Ain't this about us some shit. But anyway, we'll be right back. Free Game Radio.
Let's go.
Yeah! Yeah! Johnny! Johnny! New work for Guapleton. No shit. Monsterize the pockets, nigga. Biggity. Best squad. This is the format, my nigga. Let's go.
I got
go.
A boy X2.
Rock, rock, man. Hot boy, everything that you will not stand. Unbelievable, inconceivable, dog. But the city, they see the money just as deep as the floor. I'm ready to rock, I'm ready to roll. I'm never gonna stop, I'm ready to go. Show your ass how to get like me. Blueprints to the past of the chips I see. Try to be an act, but you're just not me. While you pinch pennies, I piss out G's. Real talk, I know all of you feel me. Give me a sec, I'll be a couple dollars short of a trillion. You ain't gotta wonder why that. Hot damn, he ain't even got a deal. How the fuck did he buy that? So fire, from 24 is looking like a...
All right, that was the Guapleton joint. Mrs. Brooklyn, Miss New Shoes, keep it or sweep it.
Are they there? Hello?
Oh, hold on.
I'm here.
Boom, but we're not going to talk on that
me,
truck right now.
Huh?
Yo, see, but the, why you didn't like it? Yo, I'm going to be honest, like, real talk. I was feeling the beat. Like, to me, it's a different feel. It's a different sound. It gave me, like, that crunk feeling, but I'm going to have to say that's a sweep. I'm sorry.
Sweep it.
All right, Angie, keep it sweeping, Angie.
I'm going to have to say keep it. I like the beat. It was real cinematic. You had the dude yelling on the track like he was DJ Drama. Then you
had
the dude.
That's why I slept this shit, because you in my ear. I need a Tylenol right now. Come on.
So, you know, I like the cinematic feel of the beat. I like the dude. Then you had the flow. It was cool. It was cool.
All right. Cashman, keep it or sweep it.
Is he there?
Oh, I think we lost Cash. Cash.
Up.
He on the plane. He on the plane. Shout out to that dude. F, keep it or sweep.
No comment.
Bomba Ross. Bomba Ross.
Play that shit again.
Ooh.
Boo.
Damn straight. Can I comment to her, please? Oh, pick me.
Okay, you picked. What's up?
She said sweep it.
Sweep it, all right.
Yeah, that's a no-go.
That's a no-go?
That's a no-go. All right. I'm sorry.
All right, next joint, I played it earlier. Spoda Dope Flow, homie from Philly, L.I. to Philly. Like I said, Long Island was strong on the check in the first hour, but here it is, keep it sweeping, pregame radio.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. L.I. Philly connected.
205.
My niggas go. What up, boy?
Huh?
They never seen it coming.
That's faithful.
It's me.
Yeah.
So.
I know.
Let's get him.
Long
Island to Philly. Yup! From Long Island to Philly, wave your hands if you with it. Real live shit, so we spit it how we live it. Get it how we get it. Fuck a hater, we touch the paper. Sit back, pay attention. It's from Long Island to Philly, wave your hands if you with it. Real live shit, so we spit it how we live it. Get it how we get it. Yep. Fuck a hater, we touch the paper. Sit back, pay attention. This is something.
Listen,
I am such a blessing. I could kill him in less than 30 seconds. I got the island on my side like a deadly weapon. I'm noticing these snakes in the game. Yo, my grass cut slower than the one against the grain. It ain't a thing. Nope, I spit game so insane. The flow like a straight animal.
Maybe I cut it off too early. I don't know. But, Ange, keep it or sweep it.
We have to say sweep that.
All right, sweep that. All right. F, keep it or sweep.
I'm sorry, I dozed off for a minute. What happened?
Oh, shit. So I'm going to take that as a sweep. MFIR ladies, Miss Brooklyn, Miss New Shoes.
Yo.
I already know what y'all going to say, but hit me.
I got one thing to say. Yo, first of all, who was that? Was that Spuda?
That was Spuda.
Yo, shout out to Spuda. I just want to say, that was a key. I don't care what no one say. Long Island was definitely in the building with that track. Shout out to Spuda. That's my nigga right there. That track is popping. Like, don't you hear his hunger? Like, what? Listen, Miss Brooklyn, say something different now. If you don't say it's a key, you know it's going to be a problem. That was a key, Miss Brooklyn.
Well, you know what? It's going to be a problem because that shit was that shit.
No.
Sweep it out my window. Sweep it under my rug.
You don't wear
oh,
my
no.
God.
So I'm not even going
to
sweep it. I'm
going to
vacuum that shit.
Hold on. That shit wasn't even bad.
That sounded more like a freestyle than a track. He should have just spit it a cappella.
That, to me, I was feeling that track. I mean, I was on the track. That's
the
chorus
is a little
know,
weak,
after,
too.
I guess I got
the deciding vote, right?
Yes. Come on now. Come on.
That was two sweeps and one key. So, yeah.
No, that was three sweeps and a key.
Oh, man. Sorry, Spuda, that got swept, but real talk, I was feeling that track right there.
Look, tell him to send another track. Tell him to send another track.
Ooh. All right.
All right. In a couple of seconds, those who are listening via PC won't be able to join us anymore, but we're going to keep going a little bit because we got these MFIR radio in the building. We got Angie, we got Ev, and this ladies night, they done cook us over.
Do we really still have Ev? I think Ev is checking out.
Nah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Nah,
I'm
still here. She just fell asleep on the track. That's all it was.
Well, fell asleep on the track. What does that mean?
Nah, I ain't fall asleep on it. But you know what? In all actuality, I really didn't hear enough of it to give a decent opinion. So I'm going to have to check it out later.
All right. But you know what? I got one more as a keep it a sweet. This is Pro Dillinger representing the 845 Love Soul Code. The last one for Keep It A Sweet Bit, I'm going to tell you guys right now, just because I actually know what he's talking about in the track, I'm going to vote it as a keep. So there's already one keep in the mix already. But still, Keep It A Sweet Bit.
You can't
right
do that.
Back, well,
that
I can do that. I heard the track,
no,
so I can do that.
You can't do that.
House rules, nigga.
It tells a story. Like, I like it. Oh, Jesus. What does Ms. Brooklyn have to say? Let me know.
Ms. Brooklyn, what's she saying, Ms. Brooklyn? Oh, she's sleeping, huh? So she's saying sweet that shit.
Nah, that was a keep. I'm wilding. That was a keep, though. I'm not even going to lie. That was a keep.
All right, Ev, what
did you say? I
just said it. Nah, I'm sorry. You were muted at the time. Repeat yourself.
I like the track. I like the Patrice Russian hook. That shit is what it makes the track. It goes the way he spitting along with the music. I like that shit. It flows real good. Even his little singing. I like that too.
All right, that's what's up. We're taking a call right now. Call him, last 4-8-0-8-8. You're live on PK Radio. What's going on?
Hey, that's a key. It was English. It was English. I could understand it. The rhythm was good, and I would buy that myself. So you know that has to be something that's really on and popping for me to like it.
Okay, so let the people know who you are, where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Brooklyn. Brooklyn Black, welcome back.
Brooklyn Heavy on the check-in.
No doubt. Thanks for calling in. Before you go, any shout-outs?
Shout-out to everybody who's on the wire. You folks are positive, a lot of good energy. Brooklyn Black will put you out there and give everybody a chance to sleep you, keep you, or whatever it is that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Keep you. All right,
Colin,
thanks for calling in.
Good night.
All right, so that was a cool little keep it sweep around, right? My lady, FIR, you guys have gotten pretty quiet.
No, like this is past my bedtime, so you know, like,
you know, Miss Nushu is old.
She can't hang with the youngins. She's old. I got her out late tonight.
So you know, plus I'm waiting for my BBM boo. So you already know what it is. Like, come on.
So before we wrap things up, because you know we passed the niggas on the PC is mad because they can't hear us. But anyway,
sorry guys.
So before we wrap things up, let the people know, ladies, where can they find you on a regular basis?
You already know. Follow us on Twitter. That's at MFIR Radio. That's at MFIR Radio. And also, you can tune into our shows on Tuesdays. Tuesdays through Thursdays, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. And on Saturdays, that's 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. You know, so make sure, we're not trying to take you away from, Brooklyn Black. But so, you know, tune in when you can, actually. Yeah, just do it. Brooklyn Black, you already know we got you, bro. So don't forget, at MFIRradio.com. I'm sorry, Twitter. That's Twitter. My bad. It's been a long day, people.
It has been a long day, but please check us out on the internet. That's blogtalkradio.com/loveproductions. Please feel free to check out our shows. Last Thursday, we had Bobby Condor. So, you know, we're trying to do big things over here. We're making moves, you know, so please support us. Definitely support, you know, us females. We're trying to come up in the game right now, doing our things positively. So please. Brooklyn Black for letting us come on his show tonight. Shout out to the other two females that's on the calling, that's on the checking with us.
Salute.
Thank you. Salute.
And
Three Cheetos for everybody. Don't forget, you know, put God first and everything else to follow. Brooklyn Black, thank you once again.
Brooklyn Black.
Miss Brooklyn, Miss New Shoes, I love y'all ladies. Thank you for taking over. You know, y'all welcome back anytime. Angie, before we go, throw your Twitter info out there. I know you want the people following you.
No doubt, no doubt. First of all, I want to give a big shout out to you, Brooklyn Black, and thanks for having me on today. You can find me on Twitter at Angie's World One, And if you have time, log on to thematrixstudios.com on Tuesday nights at 10 and check out my homeboy 8 doing his show, Street Disciples Radio. Also, you know, Brooklyn Black pregame radio Saturdays from 11 to 1?
Yeah,
make sure y'all check that out too.
We're just going off the meter right now.
Yeah, exactly. So check out my boy Brooklyn Black. And then if you have Sirius, check out DJ Lord Sears' show. It's called The Drunk Mix with my homeboy Young Sav on the boards. And if you have Sirius, Shade 45, XM, I think it's XM 66. Check that out on Friday nights. That starts at 12. And just, you know, everybody be good.
That's what's up, Ev. You want to throw your last little bit out there before we wrap it up?
Nah. Peace to everybody. Thank y'all for coming through.
All right. So, like I said, tune in next week. Not even next week. I'll let you guys know via Twitter, whatever, because y'all already know my boss gives me hell. Shout out to Miss New Shoes, though, for always checking how it was working, all that good stuff. So, shout out to her for that. But check us out next time we're on there. Follow me on Twitter, Brooklyn Black, Facebook, Brooklyn Black, all that good stuff. Who knows? Hopefully, Miss Brooklyn be following me and all of that, and I'll catch y'all next time on Free Game Radio. We up out of here. Peace.
Good night.